The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Women over there. You ain't got my microphone on. You went light.
It was. There goes the whole thing.
I was ready. I was over here talking.
Yeah, we was a couple notes and stuff you wanted to.
I've already forgotten what those were.
Me too, man.
I really have.
God.
We're going to have to get that thing we were talking about. We're just going to have to. It's a little pricey, but it's going to be worth it.
Like, you sent a text yesterday and said, what were we talking about afterwards?
Like 5 minutes later.
And I kept trying to remember for the next hour. I said,
you
can
record something?
We're talking about some stuff we wanted to talk about. And I'm like, what was it?
I just remember the other one. Movie idea.
Okay.
Right? You said 7-1. Were you joking? Because at some point today, we got to talk about your high school reunion. Ooh. So there's two things.
I made a note about something else, too. So.
Oh, what's your note about? But don't give it away. But say it in words where I'll understand it.
There's a big trial that started yesterday.
Okay.
Let's kind of talk about how we got here and what's going on.
Okay.
Did I say it right? Trial.
Trial?
Yeah.
Where'd you depends go to court? On where you if you're from Charleston, trial.
We're going to go to court.
Got
to
go to court for a trial.
You done roughed up my boat. You scratched it.
Oh, boy.
Son of a bitch.
She's 17.
That's, oh, my God.
She's 17 years old.
You know Hanky Mack plays the guitar, right? Because he was playing at the high school graduation.
Right.
We should have a cover band where it's just him and people dress like him.
Does it not?
She's only 17.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. The Hankies.
You going to be doing nothing else?
Dude.
He's term limited.
You remember what Elvis, in addition to buttons and hats and T-shirts, the other thing that he would sell? But he would throw one of them from the stage.
Was I have one of those.
The Elvis scarves.
Yes.
The Hanky Mack hankies. They're actual handkerchiefs.
Great. Does anybody want a kerchief? I'm going to throw them out now.
God. The doily on the side is curled up like his hair does in the summer when he's out boating.
Cody, where's my pig? My hair is off.
My name's Henry McMaster. And you know what I ought to do is, since I'm about out of here, I ought to just go ahead and legalize weed. Why not?
Come on, might as well.
Porn?
But I know the bitches like when your hair blows around.
Oh, my God.
That's how I do it.
It's the way them young white boys flip the hair in the front with the hair. First off, how G is this? I want to, like, go online and look and see if it's how I think they do it. The way I think they do it, the young Peckerwoods...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but listen up.
I got to take my headphones off to do this and make sure I don't get any feedback.
They look like...
I don't have any hair, but...
I'm due for a shave.
I think they pull it all forward like this and then put a hat on backwards. And then... So obviously they've got bangs. And then they have a hair dryer right there. And they're just hitting the bangs.
That's what they do.
To do that floff on the front. And then they slowly remove the hat. And there it is.
A little bouffant.
It's kind of like when my mama had that big, she wore a box on top of her hair.
Probably easier than using a blow dryer or a flat iron.
Yeah, but the fact that it's I don't care, look. But they probably put a good, like you were talking about, or we were always talking about with the guy with the wife who doesn't want to wear makeup anymore. It's like a young kid.
Brian's
wife. I look like I don't give a crap. I'm wearing shoes aren't tied.
Was
socks.
Was Diddy ever like, you look like Kid and Play, Mary, with that hair?
I don't know that he ever referenced them in any
way. That'd be wild.
House party's on, Matthew.
I don't know that they that ever like broke into his universe. Keenan and Kale, and probably none of that, you know.
God, I never thought about that. When he read those movie reviews, he had no idea because he wouldn't watch them.
No.
Like, he wouldn't go see those movies.
No. Only in death do we break that kayfabe and reveal that I wrote all those movie reviews for my daddy. Yeah.
He did not go see Gitto May, Harold and Kumar.
No, Harold and Kumar, he did not see Willard, which is my favorite movie review of all time he did with the great R. Lee Ermey. Paige, it was supposed to say the basement was full of an the basement was full of an ass load of rats. And instead of ass load, my dad said ass H of rats.
It's rat.
Live on the radio.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He just put his hand over his head. Like,
I can't remember.
I'm so shameful right now, Matthew.
I can't remember how many lap dances he gave Willard, but.
Three. He would do like 3 3/4 lap dances.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I also graded the movies as well.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's when we used to have you can't handle the tooth.
Oh,
we had a
dang it.
We had a guy who was he was only there for a short time. He was manager of a certain entertainment establishment.
Oh.
It was a movie place, you know, a theater.
Remember we started working out somewhere, and the guy, I never knew this guy, but you guys worked with him at a previous location. And I don't think he left on good terms, but he had a lot of dildos in his desk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That guy.
Oh,
man. Very surprised.
He tried to high-five me.
I didn't know the guy, but, you know.
Oh, man.
You had to tell me the history of what was going on.
Yeah. It's just, well, there used to be this... And it may still be there. And I don't want to say what it is because I think our people would go like attack it and it would just be a bothersome thing. But it used to be this little message board for radio and TV in the South, around this area. And
South.
When that dude got shown the door, he would go on there and talk crap.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that is. I mean, I guess you're pissed because you had to find a new job.
Yeah.
But, like, you mad at everybody else that works there. So he was on there. And I, at the time, and it was the best thing I ever did, was quit looking at it. But for a while there.
So negative.
I'd go look at it like, see what they're talking about today, blah, blah, blah. And I just railroaded us. I mean, just railroaded the show, just every morsel of everything. Like, I'll tell you.
Laid into it.
One time, I don't even remember what the bit was. I think it was called Mad on the Street. It was like a very short-lived thing where I would go out and ask him like a question of the day kind of thing. Like a jaywalking.
Who's buying lunch?
Who's buying lunch? And, yeah. We were right there at McAllister Square, so, you know, there was access to people. But at this particular time, I couldn't find any, so I went in the sales pit and started asking them or whatever. So he goes, and guess what? Sometimes when Matt couldn't find anyone to talk to, he had me play people on the street. It's like, look at
why.
So in the moment you were happy with, because you lost your job, now it's disgusting. You pretended to, you weren't even pretending to be anybody. I was like, I'd ask him a question.
And you know what?
And said all that stuff so he could eat one.
We'll break another choke. One. Guess what? When Jeff was live from Augusta, he wasn't in Georgia.
No.
Well, that was revealed shortly thereafter because we gave him directions to Augusta Road.
Oh, God. I said he's live from Augusta.
He was live from Augusta, so
he
it was
went
not
from there.
That was in the. That was at the time you could do funny things and not get sued for it.
I think McAllister Square is where Paige walked naked across the road, right?
Right across the street.
Yeah.
All naked.
She walked naked. And that's where the fireworks situation started.
Is naked still with us, do you think?
Past.
Oh. Damn it. They actually buried him with a 3-piece suit on, so it's really weird.
Rest in peace, naked.
Rest in peace, naked. Yeah. Did you ever go to one of I saw Naked one time at a Diddy party in the background. He was sitting with Leo after they just did a rail
That's
on that
a pretty,
couch.
Pretty animal.
Yeah.
God, if your dad Diddy were still with us.
My dad Diddy?
That would be a podcast idea all day long. Diddy party.
It would be an idea. Like, I would already, you know what? We'd have a Diddy black party. We'd just invert the whole thing. It'd be my dad, and you have to wear all black.
Wow.
But we'd like, you know, listen to like metal music and stuff. You know,
just tell stories.
Yeah.
And Naked was one. That was the dog that drank all the pina coladas that I just poured.
Jesus.
Like I made a pitcher of pina coladas, poured it for everybody.
Did he die from cirrhosis?
No, he was running around acting crazy and just he didn't throw up. He was having a good time.
Wow. That's
did you make two or just one?
I made four drinks.
You didn't say to the bartender, bring me two pina coladas.
I gotta have one for each hand. We'll set sail with Danny Morgan. Turn our caps backwards, man.
That's the only words I know.
I bought a pregnant lady a pizza once, and he ate the whole thing. He ate the whole pizza.
It's nice.
Hey, hold a second.
The kid with the baby was gluten.
I went upstairs, came back, and the pizza was so gone. Random.
Ma'am, I'm pregnant. Could you buy me a wedgies, please?
No, that's like better than saying, man, I need 42 cents to be able to get a bus ticket to Chi-Town.
Oh, I got taken.
Will you take me over here to Little Caesars and give me a freaking hot and ready?
I got suckered good the other week. I forgot about it. I forgot to even tell you about it.
You got suckered good?
Uh-oh. Yeah. I get out of the car to go into a gas station, and I see a lady looking at me. I'm like, she's kind of staring at me. I'm like, well, maybe she recognizes me.
You suck? Oh, listen to him.
Yeah.
Maybe she recognizes famous. Me.
Maybe she was looking for some beard oil and went to Gale.com.
Well, maybe she did.
Thick cut 20.
If I was gonna say, if you told her thick cut 20, you know what
I tried to do. I'd be careful how I say it though.
Pause that. I tried to not pause the music, but just pause that thought, because so many people were going on there trying to put the bad word instead of thick cut.
Why would they 20? Do such a thing?
Because they're dirty and they probably like are haters that can't grow beards.
So that's what they wanted to
us
be.
To the look unbearded. Like
we're doing dirty things.
Man, if the code was dirty, I'd buy it.
I'd buy it if it was dirty. So I was like, you know what? Some of these turkeys, I'll go in there and make that a real code. Shopify wouldn't make it a real code because it said it was it's against their community guidelines.
Shopify, you can F off, pee off too, and suck off.
Whoa.
Yes. Haul off. I'll haul off and tell you to suck off.
Stupid ass bastards.
Get off.
One for each. I want to hear Chris Gaines do this song.
Oh, he should bring him back.
Dude,
he's going to tour again.
Yeah,
is
but
he really?
Yeah.
Do Chris Gaines, though. Just do it and don't acknowledge Garth at all. Trisha's not there.
Oh, no, she's got to do a character, too.
Oh.
Who could she be?
Jesus. Okay, so if he's Chris, let's see what the conversion of this could be. Garth Brooks, which is oddly enough his real name, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Chris Gaines. Chris Gaines, that's a Joe Sixpack name. Now, no offense to any Chris Gaines out there.
Miss Trisha would have to come out like, I'm thinking like a Nicki Minaj type look. You know, push those suckers up and get that ass out there.
No. Do you remember Get Him to the Greek?
Yeah, Rub the Furry Wall.
Okay. The girl, the wife, Russell Brand's wife in that movie, talking about my blank hole. You don't remember that? Anyway, she's a British singer. That's who could play her.
Who the hell was it? I don't want to look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
I worked myself because I said he just retired, and I thought you were going to point it out.
Did it? Who retired?
You said it was Westbrook, but I did the whole bit where you know. Give a first name, and you said Russell Brand, and I said, oh, he just retired.
Oh.
Then you were going to say, no, dummy, that was Westbrook.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
What was Russell Brand's wife's name in Get Him to the Greek?
Is that the actor name or the character name?
Well, I don't care either one. Rose Byrne. She played Jackie Q.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Talking about my a-hole.
She's
Aldous Snow's wife, yes.
She was somebody else's wife, too. What's the movie Seth Rogen? They get married, they move into a
friend. Neighbors.
Yes.
Neighbors.
Yes. Yes, she's good.
It's not about horses. They live beside each other.
I love to say, like, when a hot woman talks dirty, not dirty like...
She tells you to blank or blank or...
No, not like... what's the
soak her deck is what I was saying.
Shoot, man. She's. I'm trying to do this without the assistance of Google and y'all.
That's good. Sharpen the brain.
She's blonde. Okay. She's very pretty. She's trendy right now. And
Jenny McCarthy, Pamela Anderson.
Stand-up comedy. She was at the Tom Brady roast. I'd recognize her if I saw her.
Chelsea Handler?
No. Whoa. Was she? Oh, no. No.
I don't think she was at that roast, was she?
No.
It was Nikki Glaser, right?
Nikki Glaser. Yeah. That's right.
That's a good look. She'll tell you, though, like, she's real revealing about, like, her plastic surgery and stuff.
Right.
She's, like, out there. Like, she puts it all out there.
Well, I mean, you might as well, like, they're going to, even if you're not doing it, like, look at Michael Jackson. Was he really doing the stuff with the kids? Or did he just want the press to go away here, take the $85 million? Who knows?
No, I don't think he wanted that to happen.
I don't know. I think he wanted it to be over.
She is what, I think, what they wanted to do with Amy Schumer. But Nikki Glaser has a look that they can market more.
That's exactly where I was going with that. To me, one of the funniest, vulgar, nasty comedians. Are they comedians now too? Are they comedians?
I think so. I think everybody wants to be.
Everybody's just one thing. Okay. Comedian was Lisa Lampanelli.
But she burned out because she was so gross.
No, I think she burned out. This is the oddity of this. She burned out because she was. I don't want to be mean. She's been on the show before, but there was like the look she had when she first started was just like frumpy. Or
she lost a lot of weight.
She lost a lot of weight. Started wearing designer clothes and stuff. It was just gone.
I
know that makes no sense.
It does. Now Amy Schumer lost weight too, but she doesn't have the.
She's just got the face of I just smelled a fart.
Yeah, and then she had the baby, and that was just kind of when you're a mom.
And then you realize what her last name is. You're like, oh, Carl.
Very famous name up in D.C. in the state of New York. Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, you know, I guess that's more you could say about Nikki Glaser's look. She's talented, obviously, but she's real vulgar about some of the stuff she puts out. Like, she talks about what she's into, like, you know, privately.
Yeah.
But and throws all that out there, but still gets a lot of bookings.
Right. Well, yeah, but
plus,
like,
I think her timing, she's funny.
Well,
you just wonder if somebody got to her and said, look, don't talk about this as much.
I would say that there was a little bit of trimming of that down because if you're always known for the only person that I can think of that started out really filthy and then kind of curled it down a little bit and then went filthy again was Red Fox.
Oh, yeah. That was such a shock to people that to go see him live.
Go see him live and just...
Big Dumb is Daddy.
Yeah, man. Just crazy.
Plus, I think she said she had hooked up with Bobby Bones, too. So I was like kind of hating on that a little bit.
Could have been you.
I'm like, man.
Could have been me.
What do you like about that guy? Obviously, he's got a lot of money.
She has a thing for Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
I guess. Oh, he's got a lot of stations, but still.
Yeah. She's trying to find the... She's like, wow, I missed out on Seacrest and Carson Daly. I'll get some Bobby Bones.
Bones. It's like, you know,
No, come on. Talk. You're going to talk some radio mess. Go ahead.
You ever...
Do it. You ever see people at BMW talking about the Audi people.
Oh, yeah.
We're out of time.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
You remember this classic from Ninja Turtles 3?
Is this Top?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, we lost another good one.
Yeah, lost the Topper. OG, too.
OG Topper. Now it's just down to Frank.
Ah, Dusty is gone. Billy left us, didn't he?
Billy left us. Yeah, Billy's up there in the. What if Jesus had a long red beard too when he got him up there? Just high fived. Like, what's
God.
Up?
Dude,
he spun his guitar.
I love to see that shirt now. The Jockey Lot of Jesus in ZZ Top.
Oh yeah,
and they all look alike.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting for you, brother.
It's about time to get up here.
Look at all the tush up here.
ZZ.
It's everywhere.
Look at that tush.
Oh, man.
I saw him at the NASCAR race. ZZ Top.
Did you?
Yeah.
Never shaved. You know they wanted to shave, never did. That was a great episode of King of the Hill, Hank's cousin Dusty. And nobody believed him. And at the end of the episode, it was Dusty Hill.
Oh. Like, see, that's another one of those shows I couldn't
get into.
No, like you, I didn't. Like even like honest to God, Beavis and Butthead, I watched very little. Like honest to God, I thought it sucked. I really did. I'm not a big South Park guy. I like certain episodes, usually the classic ones.
I know you like the Wheel of Fortune episode the best, but I don't watch a whole lot of South Park.
I used to watch it with my husband.
It got too big to go back and get into.
Yeah.
Same thing with The Simpsons. Like, I'm kind of over that at this point.
Really, any animation. Like, if I have to watch it, it's going to be like SpongeBob or something, you know?
I never got into SpongeBob. But I know that's like cute. A subculture of drug addicts and alcoholics that watch it.
That's not necessarily so.
I watched
it
with a child.
And kids.
So. And nice. Chowder. Chowder was my favorite.
I'm just an alcoholic.
Chowder.
I don't know what Chowder is, but Chowder I hear about it.
He used to love Chowder.
Did you see when Larry Walker went in the Hall of Fame? He had a SpongeBob SquarePants pin on his jacket. Oh, yeah.
He's Canadian, too.
Well, I guess they lock him up there, too.
Like the Expos documentary. So I didn't want to leave, but they didn't offer a contract.
We don't know under what sea they are. Like, what if SpongeBob lived in the Strait of Hormuz?
God, what if he did? He would have got hit by a suicide dolphin.
I'm going to bomb you under the sea.
Lord.
Don't worry about the dolphin that swims by with explosives on his head. Sticks of dynamite in his, he's got the dolphin has a butthole on his top of his head.
Like that, hey, this is over thing is like, you know, Kiss going on a final tour.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, yeah. He's like the boy who cried wolf.
Did you see the, was this last night? I saw Stone Man's video of Motley Crue. I was like, this is kind of cool. This little
Monday night.
Okay.
Where are they at? Here?
Charlotte.
Oh. Yeah. And then I guess Stoneman was there. So they come out and, oh, man. Tommy Lee's still like, he's beating the skins, man. He sounds good. He's like going at it.
Yeah.
And then
Vince.
Vince comes out. And I'm like, man, this is the best part of the show. But you couldn't really understand what was going on. And this video was close.
Carnival of Madness.
Yeah, that was cool. The little setup they did. Like, okay, there's like a big tent.
Yeah.
But I guess Vince is dressed up like a ringmaster or whatever.
Oh, that's not politically correct.
Ringleader?
Ringleader.
Boy, he comes out. This is what we pay to
it
see.
Sounds like Bob Dylan.
Like, what are we doing, Vince? God, I wish I could play it to where you could hear. It's just, I don't know. You got to be a little upset you pay that much to get that close.
Yeah. Well,
then that's what you
there
hear.
There is a big, when I say big, I mean, I don't know. When I say big, I'm not talking about Big Brown, by the way. I mean, like, a large.
We love big.
That Usher Raymond is.
I wonder if you're thinking the same thing that.
Well, that he's like apparently like really sick, but he's also on tour. He has a double that goes and wears like a hat and glasses and pulls down his. You know, like look or whatever, and is clearly like I don't know if it's him or not, but he's clearly lip syncing. So even if it is real Usher, he's lip syncing the whole thing. But the certain views they show from the crowd, like dude, that ain't Usher. That dude's like 3-4 inches taller, younger.
Well, they were saying that people were complaining about how graphic Usher's concerts were getting. Because he's got a bed on stage. I guess at some point he brings a girl up there and they
do it?
Well, he's like naked for a little bit. Like his ass is out and he's like, you know, pushing up on her. And like on stage, people are like, hang on a second.
I don't want to see that.
Like, sounds like Edge and Lita.
Because you know how some parents force their kids to be into the same music they were at that same age? They took their kids to
their
an Usher concert.
First concert.
Yep.
That's something else.
And like we didn't want to see all that. It was somebody else too. Maybe R. Chris Kelly? Brown that was doing it.
Chris Brown, even better.
Wow.
Even better.
Thanks, Mom.
Like, Mom, what are we doing? Like, it would be awkward to watch.
I couldn't.
What if Hanky Mack's cover band does some Usher next?
We're going to do one you like called Bump and Grind.
Call him Big Mac.
Call me Big Mac. Oh, no, I'm more of a Burger King guy, Paige.
I just want to take it nice and slow.
Oh, my God.
You know what I like me? If I'm going to eat fast food, I like some Captain D's.
Oh, boy.
I got some Captain D's energy.
Oh, my God. Why didn't they do that when they marketed it? But they served cold food.
I don't think they want people to start thinking it's called Captain Dicks.
That's what it was. That should have been the mascot. Hey, kids, join the Captain Dicks Club.
Captain Dicks Club.
Get me a shirt.
Wait a minute. Okay, I said it right. I just say it the other way. The Captain Dicks Club.
Captain Dicks Club. Hey, I know, dude.
Oh, what are you saying?
The more you say it, it's harder to say, actually.
Kids, join the club. Like, is this a bit to get our information, like roadblocks?
I can't type and talk at the same time. I really have a bad problem with that. Okay, excellent. I just did something fun. I'll share it with you later. I had to do it in the moment, though.
Yeah, to another little distraction.
No, yeah. It's good. It's a good one. It's a good distraction. Distractions are okay. I mean, like, think about it. If who was it that invented sun? No, I'm not thinking about the flux capacitor. But wasn't there another famous invention that somebody was in the shower and they were washing and the idea came to them in the shower and they're like, is there some kind of resonance between flowing water and our creativity? Because the Romans, some would say they're gay, but the Romans would go sit in a bathtub together and just talk.
Men and women.
But it was mostly men, Paige. Mm-hmm. It was mostly
the
men.
Bathhouses.
Now they're saying they can't prove if Alexander the Great actually was
that great or not.
Or was gay, even.
Oh.
That he took, love.
I heard he's blind.
So, they're saying, he's out on these conquests. And, well, in the movie, at least, he was making out with a bunch of dudes. Jared Leto was one of the guys. Remember that movie Alexander?
Colin Farrell? I didn't watch it. I know of it.
Probably easier to date your own.
I despise medieval movies and shows. I don't know why. I just like.
Is it the language that?
No, I don't know what it is. I don't.
Because the Dragon House sucks.
I don't like any of those shows. I've tried to watch a couple of them. I don't know.
That show blows. You want everybody to die at the same time. So they'll stop making it.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Plus, people that say, I've read the books. You read a book that was as thick as this wall. Congratulations, I guess. How do you retain all that information?
It shouldn't even be a hardback. That's a paperback. You wasted more paper putting that hardback on there.
This is not how it was in the Song of Fire and Ice.
By the way, I think I have, if Chris Gaines comes back, Garth Brooks' alter ego.
You have the name.
And Trisha Yearwood joins him.
I have
what I think her name should be. Raven Blackwood.
It's kind of goth, though. Why does that
sound familiar?
Raven Blackwood?
I feel like it's been taken already, right?
No way.
I'm going to take your name.
Because he's Chris Gaines, and he's the goth guy when he does his Chris Gaines character. So then she needs to be like a goth character wearing like a black bustier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a
real pretty skirt.
Not a crown of thorns, but a crown of spikes.
What if he walks out with a bottle of lotion and he's Chris Goons?
Damn it.
And then we're all in the goon cave with him.
Oh, Raven Blackwood is a passionate storyteller dedicated to crafting captivating young adult, new adult romance, fantasy, fiction novels.
Wait a minute. Young adult fantasy fiction?
She's dedicated to crafting... captivating young adult and new adult romance, fantasy, and fiction novels. Raven Blackwood.
That don't mix.
That's weird, right?
You're talking about furries.
It sounds like that Kevin Bacon show. The one? I'm confused.
No.
You understand? They just mislabeled. They were talking to a man. They put a woman's name on TV. And Fat Boy was like, what? That ain't who that is.
Good job, news again.
Nevertheless.
This is the Rise Guys. Matt Mann, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, we touched on ZZ Top earlier, and I heard this yesterday, and it's very sad that ZZ Top drummer Frank Beard has died at the age of 77.
What?
No word on the cause of death, but his history is he joined the band ZZ Top in 1969. He, Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill stayed together until his death in 2021.
It's got to be done, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
I mean, do you, are you like, okay.
If I just go jam band, he'll probably go just join other bands. And
that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's how you get your R's off.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else and play. You know, play with Willie or whoever.
Well,
Willie's got
not
a lot
in
of,
public.
So, you should go play with Willie.
So what if there is video of me playing with Willie?
So, guitarist and singer Billy Gibbons called him a great friend and collaborator, one of the most naturally innovative drummers, and a great and true son of Texas. He will be missed.
Yeah, the wonder how much money they all made.
I don't know. I don't have that information. I was looking to see if they won a... won anything for Back to the Future 3. They were nominated for best video from a film for Double Back from Back to the Future 3.
A real famous band, but never the biggest band.
Oh, God, no.
Going.
No.
Like a but nice
very,
little niche.
Very entertaining. They put on a good stage show.
Yeah, they have those spinning guitars, like mm-hmm. you said.
So Beard took some time off to deal with some unspecified health issues last year, and he returned several months later, but didn't play with the band on tour at this year. So
his estate valued at $50 million.
God almighty.
Billy is 60 to 70.
That stuff's harder to find out now, like jelly are.
The irony of his name is... in addition to being a great drummer, Frank was famous for having the last name Beard, yet the only member of the band without a beard. Go figure.
Isn't that crazy?
He was somewhat clean cut.
You know, a lot of people would say Tom Hanks doesn't have a beard, but he does. His wife.
Mm.
Jelly Rolls, $20 million.
How?
Things cost more now. It only makes sense.
I said good morning in Chinese.
Anyhow. Sayonara.
Anyhow mo. No, like back then, you're buying, you know, hardcore, or excuse me, not hardcore, but like hard, like tangible albums. You know, they're tracking that money. Now it's just streams. So why would a record label pay Jelly Roll? I like Jelly Roll, but if they're streaming them, like, why would they give them so much money?
Concert tours, merch. All
Even
that.
Then, like, would he have to do that himself to make the money? If I'm the record label, like, I'm gonna get all this money before you get it.
Well, you got the right last name.
Like I'm gonna, because that's what they tell you anyway, right? Like we got to cover the crew.
Oh, I wasn't thinking what you're thinking. What you were thinking was even worse. I was thinking instead of Bad Boy Records, Fat Boy Records.
Ah, there you go.
I was thinking about the point I was trying to make. To be honest with you, not a joke.
Oh, well, it was kind of dull. God. Your point.
His humor's dull.
Dull.
You know that guy, the dull comedian.
Dull comedian.
Who's this guy? Get his ass off the stage.
Oh, my God.
Who else? I got the net worth side up. Tell me another one you want me to look up.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay. Well, then we won't.
It's not accurate, is it?
Rita Wilson.
Look up Ralph Norman.
Ralph Norman.
How much money he made in Congress. Term limits. I don't have a dog in the fight, but I'm just saying, you say term limits, you've been doing it longer than I've been alive. They made a lot of money.
Financial tracking analysis places estimated value at $63.8 million.
That's nice.
He's a congressman.
You got all those grandkids.
Not a
you got to make a lot of
US
money.
U.S. representative now, right?
Uh-huh. Trying to be a senator.
Yeah.
Could be a senator. I know a lot of people say, well, he's got a track record. He's the most conservative, so I voted for Ralph.
I want to see, like, net worth before government.
Like.
What if you went... and you were elected, and you're the one, the person that wasn't doing any trading or anything, and you don't make any money.
Voting straight party, first off, is a moronic idea.
You actually...
Before entering office, Ralph Norman was already estimated at $18 to $20 million for decades of being a real estate executive in South Carolina.
Nice.
You ever wonder how these guys make their money in government?
It usually comes from a parent or grandparent. that started the lineage.
Well, it takes money to make money. You're right about that.
When he was an executive as a realtor, a real estate developer, pardon me, he worked for the Warren Norman Company, his dad.
Oh, can you search Lindsay real quick? What his net worth was? I would imagine it's all going to his sister or her
Darline?
Kids. Or her kids, however he had it set up. His house in Seneca, his house in D.C. Imagine all that stuff's hers now.
God, guess.
$20 million? He never came off as a millionaire, though.
$30 million.
$1.5 million.
Yeah, like it never came off like he was like dripping with money.
You know what, though? That sucks that he was a senator for that long and didn't make that much money. He hit it. He was smart. He probably hit it in the Cayman Islands or Switzerland or Israel.
What if it's in the ground somewhere in Central? I'll go look on the way home.
He would be the kind that would put it in mason jars.
I get a shovel.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.